and welcome to GoGo Radio. My name is Steve Hamilton. If you'd like to learn more about me and my area of expertise, please visit my profile found on GoGo Radio and search for Steve Hamilton. Today's topic will be choosing a database. If you'd like to ask me any questions or comments, please feel free to send me an email on the question answer box below. When we talk about choosing a database, there are many different databases out there that organizations can choose from. There are Oracle, there's SQL Server, there's Progress, and there's MySQL. A lot of organizations today will kind of pair up SQL Server and Oracle. Now, the other thing that you have to keep in mind is that there's also MySQL out there, which is a free database. I'm not really going to address MySQL or Progress. One of the reasons I'm not going to address MySQL is that MySQL is a Sun product, and Sun has just recently been acquired by Oracle, so that eventually is going to roll up into that. But let's go ahead and let's take a look at, or let's talk about, the differences between Oracle and SQL Server. Oracle 11 versus SQL Server 2008. Now, if you put these two side by side, they're really relatively close in the capabilities. I mean, they can, either one of them is going to house your data safely. Any one of them is going to give you a relatively decent performance. Where you're really going to see some differences will be its recovery capabilities, its ability to track history, its ability to do some sort of flashback technology, and your overall system throughput. Okay. Now, within Oracle as well as SQL Server, Oracle has an Enterprise Edition and a Standard Edition, and SQL Server also has an Enterprise Edition and a Standard Edition. The Oracle Standard Edition is usually priced to compete with SQL Server's Enterprise Edition. So the Standard Edition of Oracle equals about the Enterprise Edition of SQL Server. I mean, as far as functionality, as well as a little bit of cost. The cost of an Oracle database license is about $40,000 of CPU. I think SQL Server's Enterprise Edition is about $25,000 of CPU. And Oracle's Standard Edition is about $15,000 to $25,000 of CPU. I am not a sales rep, and so I'm not advocating one versus the other, and you'd have to talk to the appropriate sales rep to validate those figures. Now, there's kind of a conception out there that Oracle can handle vast volumes of data versus SQL Server. And that's probably relatively accurate. When you're talking in the terabyte range or the petabyte range, I think that you're going to be dealing with an Oracle database, strictly because of the volumes of data that it's going to be able to handle. I think when you're dealing within the several gigabyte range, if you're going to be dealing with a 10 gigabyte database or a 50 gigabyte database or even a 100 gigabyte database, I think you're really going to have to look at the creature comforts of both systems and determine which one is really going to be the better choice for you. Also, please make sure that you compare apples to apples. When we talk about comparing apples to apples, what we're meaning here is don't necessarily compare the Oracle Enterprise Edition versus the SQL Server Enterprise Edition, because out of the gate, the cost is going to be substantially different. Now, there might be some features that the Oracle Enterprise Edition will have that the SQL Server Enterprise Edition does not have, but you're really going to have to take a look at what's the value of those features. Are you ever going to use those? I know that Oracle has a whole bunch of really great flashback utilities that you can revert data and you can go back to a period of time and look at your data as it set an hour ago or 2 days ago or whatever. How often are you going to do that? I mean, I've worked with organizations that is a huge value. They absolutely pay for that. They're in a highly transactional system, and they do go back and they look to see exactly, you know, what the data looked like 2 days ago. And it's a very important feature for them. Now, if your organization doesn't operate that way, then it may not be of some value to you. Now, so make sure that you're going to compare apples to apples. So if you're going to compare the editions to each other compare probably the Oracle Standard Edition to the SQL Server Enterprise Edition, because that's going to be closer to cost and closer to features. If you compare the Enterprise Edition of Oracle to the Enterprise Edition of SQL Server, they're definitely not going to be the same in cost, and they're definitely not going to be the same in features. It would be like comparing a Cadillac to a Chevy. Okay, the Cadillac is going to be a lot more expensive, and it's going to have a lot more features. Is it going to suit your needs? Maybe. Maybe it's got the features you need. Maybe it doesn't. So just be very well aware of that. However, the big thing that I want all IT organizations to look at is we hear this term total cost of ownership. And really analyze the overall total cost of ownership. Let's say that you are comparing the Oracle Enterprise Edition to SQL Server's Enterprise Edition, and you're going to be dealing with a terabyte worth of data. Okay, so you're going to be dealing with a terabyte worth of data, and you said, you know what, I am going to look at Oracle's database at $40,000 a CPU, where I'm looking at SQL Server's database at roughly $25,000 a CPU. What I want you to understand is that there's a good chance that that Oracle system can reside on one beefed up Linux server or beefed up Sun server or AIX server. So you would only really need to have one node to handle that volume of data. So granted, when you look at the total cost of ownership, you're going to need to look at the cost of the database, the cost of the network, and the cost of the hardware associated to that. But the Oracle databases are designed to run on a single node. I mean, they are designed to run on one beefed up system. Now, if we take a look at that same terabytes worth of data that we're going to manage, and we look at the SQL Server 2008, there's a very good possibility that dealing with a terabyte of data will require us in that environment to have two or three different servers. So what a lot of organizations miss is that total cost of ownership bill. They say, you know what, my Oracle database is $45,000 a CPU, my SQL Server database is $20,000 a CPU, it's a no-brainer, I'm going to go with the SQL Server database because it's a lot less expensive. What they fail to realize is the fact that they need to go out and buy two or three servers, some additional networking, and some other capabilities. They totally forget that they have to go out, they don't bring all of that information into account. So that is one of the things when I talk to organizations and they're deciding what database to look at, they have to take a look at everything that is involved. We did a cost analysis on one of my clients several years ago where they were actually comparing the Oracle database to a DB2 database. We brought in DB2 on one day, and DB2 says, we will give you the software. We'll absolutely give you the software. We'll give you some consultants on the first year, pretty much virtually free the second year. Oracle came in the very next day and says, you know what, we can't do that. But what we can do is flatline your expenses for the next 5 years. So the next day when they put everything together, they brought in DB2 and they brought in Oracle. And what happened is after a five-year study or five-year analysis, they realized the difference between the two databases was only going to be about $10,000. So it really wasn't a lot of value in changing from a DB2 database, or excuse me, from an Oracle database to a DB2 database, because of course of 5 years it was $10,000, and if anything went south, they'd easily eat up that $10,000. That's the other thing. Choosing a database is kind of a lifelong commitment. It's kind of like changing an engine in a car. Once you choose the database, you're not going to go away from it. The only time that you actually would go away from it is something dramatically goes wrong with that database. That's exactly the same concept of choosing a database in a car, or choosing an engine in a car. Once you put that engine in the car, you're not just going to randomly go out and say, you know what, I want to change that engine in the car just because I can. No, you're not going to replace that engine unless something dramatically goes wrong with it. And that's the same idea with these databases. It's a very important choice out of the gate, because once you choose it, you're going to be stuck with it. good or bad, you're going to be stuck with it, because converting over to another database in flight is going to be very difficult. I mean, if you buy another application and that other application comes with a different database, that's another issue. But to change a database in flight, very, very costly, very, very time consuming, and it's going to open up a lot of opportunity for things to go wrong. So what I want you, your IT organization to do is, and I'm really talking about Oracle and SQL Server here, because there's a lot of other side and other databases out, but those are the two big players are there. Take both databases and compare apples to apples. If you're going to compare actual editions, Oracle's standard edition is designed to compete with SQL Server's Enterprise Edition. Okay, so look at those creature comforts, because the costs are going to be about the same and the features are going to be about the same. Also understand that Oracle's standard edition comes equipped with a two-node cluster. Okay, the licensing fee does include a two-node cluster. So that's another huge advantage to you. But if you say, you know what, there are some features in the Oracle Enterprise Edition that I absolutely require, so compare the Oracle Enterprise Edition to SQL Server's Enterprise Edition, and that's fine. So you know out of the gate that the initial cost is going to be higher. Because no doubt about it, Oracle's Enterprise Edition is more expensive than SQL Server's Enterprise Edition. But what will offset that is your hardware cost. Okay? Please, or what may offset that is your hardware cost. If you're dealing with vast volumes of data, and I'm talking in excess of a couple of 100 gig. I mean, if your systems are pushing, you know, pushing a couple of terabytes or pushing a terabyte, I mean, I think that you really have to consider Oracle just from this volume. But if your databases are relatively small, I'm not so sure it really is going to make that big of a difference. But if you're dealing with large volumes of data, the other thing that you have to wrap into your decision is the hardware cost. If you're dealing with SQL Server, is going to require more hardware to handle the bigger systems than Oracle will. That's the bottom line. So when you look at the overall cost analysis, you will need to include the cost of the database as well as the cost of the hardware. And however that's going to come out to play will be up to your own, will be however it comes out to play. But the big thing here that I want to point to all of my clients is the fact that you cannot straight look at the cost of the database, because the cost of the database is not necessarily going to be the same. You have to look at the overall maintenance cost and the overall hardware cost. It'd be no different than when you go out to buy a car. If you go out and buy a car, say a BMW, the maintenance costs of a BMW are going to be, you won't have to do it very often, but once you do it, it's going to be very, very expensive. As opposed to going out and buying, say, a regular Chevy. You go out and you buy a regular Chevy, maybe you have to do the maintenance more often, but the maintenance cost per those times is going to be very, very low. So it's really going to be an offset as far as really what you're after, but you have to include all of the costs when you're considering which database to choose, whether it's going to be Oracle or whether it's going to be SQL Server. That is going to conclude our section on choosing an Oracle database or a SQL Server database. Please make sure that you compare apples to apples, the additions to the appropriate additions, as well as include all of your hardware costs, as well as the overall sizing of your system when you choose a database. And also remember, when you choose that database, you're pretty much locked into it, because it's very difficult to change the database after the fact. If you'd like to ask us any questions or have another course offered, please visit us at GoGo Radio, and we'll be happy to accommodate your needs. My name is Steve Hamilton, and thank you.